ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय कृष्ण. सो वी आर रीडिंग दिस मॉर्निंग फ्रॉम कैंटो 9 चैप्टर 19 चैप्टर एंटाइटल्ड किंग ययाति अचीव्स लिबरेशन टेक्स्ट नंबर 17. मात्रा स्वस्रा दुहित्रा वा न अव्यक्त आसनो भवेत् बलवान इंद्रिया ग्रामो विद्वांसम अपि कर्षति. ट्रांसलेशन एंड परपोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद. Translation. One should not allow oneself to sit on the same seat even with one's own mother, sister, or daughter. For the senses are so strong that even though one is very advanced in knowledge, he may be attracted by sex. Purport. Learning the etiquette of how to deal with women does not free one from sexual attraction. As specifically mentioned herewith, such attraction is possible even with one's mother, sister, or daughter. Generally, of course, one is not sexually attracted to his mother, sister, or daughter, but if one allows himself to sit very close to such a woman, one may be attracted. This is a psychological fact. It may be said that one is liable to be attracted if he is not very advanced in civilized life. However, as specifically mentioned here, vidvamsham api karshati. Even if one is highly advanced materially or spiritually, he may be attracted by lusty desires. The object of attraction may even be one's mother, sister, or daughter. Therefore, one should be extremely careful in dealings with women. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was most strict in such dealings, especially after he accepted the sannyas order. Indeed, no woman could come near him to offer him respect. Again, one is warned herewith that one should be extremely careful in dealings with women. A brahmachari is forbidden even to see the wife of his spiritual master, if she happens to be young. The wife of the spiritual master may sometimes take some service from the disciple of her husband, as she would from a son. But if the wife of the spiritual master is young, a brahmachari is forbidden to render service to her. Translation. One should not allow oneself to sit on the same seat even with one's own mother, sister, or daughter, for the senses are so strong that even though one is very advanced in knowledge, he may be attracted by sex. Hare Krishna. So seeking the blessings of all the devotees so that I can speak something on this subject from Srimad Bhagavatam for my purification. Even though this is a very, very difficult verse to speak on, somehow if the devotee's mercy and empowerment, something can come. Of course, we are reading this chapter of King Yayati Achieves Liberation. Just very briefly, the storyline, what so far has happened is Yayati married Devyani, the daughter of Shukracharya. Then Devyani, having some difficulty with Sharmishta, Sharmishta also goes as maidservants of Devyani. And then Devyani, Yayati engages in sex life with Sharmishta, and finally Shukracharya curses Yayati to lose his manhood, and then by again requesting, he gains his youth by exchanging with his youngest son. And now what we are reading is the section where Yayati, after having enjoying with his wife for a long, long time now, he is narrating that story of a he-goat and she-goat. Basically, he is narrating his own story. Now he has realized that this sense gratification is not the way of life. So this verse which we are reading is spoken by Yayati to his own wife, Devyani. So in that sense, the context is very, like, pretty intense. He's speaking to his own wife, this verse. Basically, as we see, the whole subject matter of Srimad Bhagavatam is, all the Vedic literature is to bring us back home, back to the spiritual world. And therefore, Srimad Bhagavatam glorifies Krishna or Vishnu. And in this verse also, we know that when we want to encourage someone to go back to the spiritual world, we do it in two ways. We describe to him about the glories of the spiritual world and also the difficulties of this material world. And Srimad Bhagavatam describes the glories of the spiritual world and also warns the sadhaka of the impediments which are there on his path. And especially in this chapter and in this verse, we are seeing how Shukadev Goswami through Yayati is giving a warning to all the sadhakas and all the devotees, those who are practicing, that Maya is very, very powerful. This is very, very important. And in this way we see also, when we see from Srimad Bhagavatam also that one takes complete shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that same Maya which is unsurmountable, as we see in here, Vidvams api karshati, that even a learned personality is bewildered by such sexual attractions. As Vyasadeva was composing this verse, Jaimini Rishi was there, and he was like, who was his disciple, and he was doubting that how come Vidvamsam api, that even an intelligent person or person who is spiritually advanced, as Prabhupada writes in the purport, that even when is material or spiritually advanced, he may be attracted. So he was not comfortable with Vyasadeva writing this verse, Vidvamsam api, that how it seems that it is for uncivilized people who are having sex with their mothers and sisters. But Srila Prabhupada and Shukadev Goswami is making it clear that Vidvamsam api. So then Vyasadeva just keeps quiet, and then he says that the time will reveal how this is relevant. So one time, as we know the story, Jaimini Rishi was passing by the forest, and then he comes across, Jaimini Rishi was in his ashram, and one beautiful young lady, she was passing across his ashram, and it was raining heavily. And so she knocked on the door of Jaimini Rishi, and Jaimini Rishi, being a sadhu, he asked, "Who is there on the door?" And then she replied, "So then, I am passing to my home and I need some shelter here." So then he says that, "I am a sage, I cannot allow you to come in." But then again she is knocking and requesting. So Jaimini Rishi, like out of compassion, he says, "Okay, you come in and I'll wait outside the cottage in the shade there." So then she comes in being wet by the rain. Jaimini Rishi sees that lady, and he allows him to come inside. Then, of course, when Jaimini Rishi is outside, he is contemplating on what she will be doing inside, and he is thinking about her. And then, as we know, Dhyayato Vishyan Pumsan, just by thinking, those desires were aroused in him. And then he is knocking hard, that I want to come in and see you, and I am feeling cold, I want to come in. And of course, finally, he climbs up and enters the house. And when he is approaching that lady, he realizes that it was his own spiritual master, Vyasadeva, who was dressed in as that lady. So we can see how great personalities in the past on the path of spiritual life, like Vishwamitra Muni, many others we have seen, have been enamored by this powerful, strong force of material nature. We have so many examples in Srimad Bhagavatam. We have another example of Shaubari Muni meditating for thousands of years under current, under water, but still he was attracted or being like destroyed by this strong force of material nature. So in this sense, when we read this verse, this is actually glorifying the Supreme Lord, because we know this material nature or this power is coming from Krishna. This attraction for sex life is originating ultimately from Krishna. So in that sense, this is the glory of the Supreme Lord Krishna. And also another glory is that just by taking shelter of Krishna, we can overcome this strong, which is otherwise unsurmountable attraction, as is being mentioned here. And we have been like, in this age of Kali, we can practically see this sexual attraction all around between man and women, and now unfortunately such a degraded state between man and man, so that we can see how this verse is actually coming to like relevance, or not relevance, but being seen, can be seen in this age of Kali, that the love or that this lusty force is so powerful. As we know, this whole world, as Srila Prabhupada describes in the purport, is actually running because of this sex life. Man is working hard just to get some money to enjoy sex life. The whole world is moving around this sexual attraction, as Srila Prabhupada mentions. Therefore, these types of verses actually gives us a warning or gives us an alarm in the life of a sadhaka, that we have to take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead at every moment, because as we know that the sadhaka's life is walking on a razor's edge, there could be bleeding at any moment. Therefore, it is essential, or these types of verses actually inspire us that how careful we should be and at every moment take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then only we can actually overcome this material, strong urge of material nature which is emanating from Krishna. It's one of the purports when I was reading in Prithu Maharaj's section there also, where Srila Prabhupada mentions that the only way one can overcome these material attachments is constantly hearing and glorifying the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In that purport, Srila Prabhupada writes that we should mold our lives in such a way that at every moment we are glorifying or thinking about Krishna. That is what. And in that context, Srila Prabhupada also writes very personal comment that we have that spiritual sky, incense making business is being run by the devotees, and they are also constantly hearing about the glories of Krishna while they are doing their service. So that's Prabhupada is very strongly emphasized. And also in Bhagavatam, in the 10th canto Srimad Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada writes that the actual research work is to learn how to glorify the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So when one is engaged completely, that's what Srila Prabhupada repeatedly says, that when one is engaged completely in glorifying Krishna, in remembering Krishna, in serving Krishna, then only we can overcome this strong urge. So that's what these verses is very, very important to inspire us to become serious and constantly take shelter in Krishna. And also, everything that is designed in this world, I was hearing one lecture from one senior Srila Prabhupada's disciple, he was mentioning that anything which is designed in this world is actually it's Krishna's compassion to bring us closer to Him. This is an amazing, beautiful science which Krishna has designed, because living as living entities, we have that independence to do things which are, since we are covered by the modes, we do things according to the modes and degrade ourselves. But Krishna's supreme super software is that He immediately adjusts His reactions in a way which are most favorable for each living entity to come back. That is amazing compassion of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that He is always wanting us to come back to Him. And that's why, if we see from the scriptural point of view and if we hear from the sadhus, we can see that every act which is happening in this world, that this strong sexual attraction is there, this force is there, or any other act, whether we find ourselves in difficult situations, in being overcome by or being overpowered by these temptations, but ultimately if we truly understand Krishna's plan, it is the best situation for us which Krishna has put in. That is amazing Krishna's mercy. And one who is advanced, he can see Krishna in every act of his life. He can see Krishna's hand, beautiful Krishna's hand behind all things which are happening. He can glorify Krishna in every act. Simple example of, like, we can a devotee, when he sees, like today some devotees were mentioning about the cloud, they're remembering Krishna by seeing the beautiful color of the cloud. So in that sense, a devotee in any circumstances, in any situation, can see the beautiful hand of Krishna. And that is what is our perfection. To see Krishna's hand being enacted in our lives. And then we can be actually, as Brahmaji prays, Tatenu Kampam Susamikshmana, that in any circumstances we can thank the Supreme Lord and glorify Him when we understand. And the Lord takes immense pain to bring each and every living entity back to the spiritual world. And as Srila Prabhupada is also mentioning, that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was most strict in such dealings with women, and especially after he accepted sannyas order. So we'll see in one of the beautiful narrations from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita how Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu exhibited his strictness in dealing with women and opposite sex in general, we can say. So this is, of course, there are two episodes and where Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu exhibit this very, very strongly, that how one should be very, very careful, especially in the renounced order, as Srila Prabhupada also mentions, that one should be very, very careful when dealing with the opposite sex. Of course, this is in South India Yatra, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was there, traveling to different holy places, to Kanyakumari and after that. And as we know, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was having his personal servant, Kal Krishnadas. He was traveling with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on the request of Nityanand Prabhu, Sarvam Bhattacharya, and all the devotees, that they had requested that you should carry him, take him along with him. He will be able to assist you. He was a Brahmana. And as we witnessed that beautiful drama in the drama festival, those who were there, that how, even though Krishnadas, he was there personally with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but he was enamored by Bhattaharis, which were a nomadic group who were trying to allure people through women and get them recruited to their camp. So that is what the power of sex life, or power of the material nature of the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna is that even though one may be directly associating with the spiritual master or the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself, the most merciful incarnation, he himself was associated with him, but unfortunately his mind was with somewhere else. So that's also important when we are rendering service. We are absorbed, but also we should be careful where our mind is. That our mind is also, because we are where our mind is. So we have to analyze what our consciousness is while we were doing the service. And like, as we know, the example of Sri Hanumanji. Hanumanji, while he was going through Lanka to look for Sita Devi, he was right there in Ravana's kingdom, in the Ravana's palace, looking at the queens, naked queens, and of course this is an extreme example, but still he was reflecting whether what I'm doing is the right thing or not, or whether what is the objective, or for whom am I rendering this service. So as sadhakas also, we should be very, very careful and analyze how we are rendering our service, and is our mind also there with our service. Sometimes it may happen we are physically with the service, but our mind is absorbed. And that's what happened with Kal Krishnadas, externally serving Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Of course, when we discuss these pastimes, we should always remember that these are Nitya Siddha, eternal associates of the Supreme Lord. So the Lord comes to teach wonderful lessons through these examples to his personal devotees. He comes. So allured by the Bhattaharis, Krishnadas went there and he was serving the Bhattaharis. And then Lord, when he realized, he quickly went there to the Bhattaharis. And then he was telling them that, why are you keeping my Brahmana assistant? You are also sannyasis. Why are you putting me into this anxiety of separating me? And then, of course, when the Bhattaharis heard, they were very, very angry, and they just brought all their weapons together and they were attacking Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from all the sides. Of course, who can harm Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? And who can harm one who is protected by the Lord? That is the power of the Supreme Lord. No one can harm the Lord, or one who is protected by the Lord cannot be disturbed also. So in this way, all the weapons which were being attacked, which were being showered towards the Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, were thrown back and were being hit on the Bhattaharis themselves. So that is how Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy is. We are being showered all over by Maya's weapons, being allured at every moment by the Bhattaharis in the different forms of television or hoardings, or different ways these weapons are attacking us. By mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, these can just like be thrown away or be sent back. So then, after all these roars and some of these injuries, some of the Bhattaharis just went behind, started running. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu quickly went and held Krishnadas with his shikha and brought him back. So that is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. And that is, as we know, glorious is that master who never leaves his servant. That is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Of course, to teach a lesson to the community of devotees, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as soon as he returned to Sri Jagannath Puri, Sarvam Bhattacharya arranged, and all the devotees who were like the Chataka bird waiting for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's darshan, they all came to meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Sarvam Bhattacharya arranged their meeting. And after all, everyone had gone, everything is in seclusion, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called his personal associate, Sarvam Bhattacharya, and other close associates. And then he called Ramanand Rai and all others who were there. Sarvam Bhattacharya and others, those who were there that time. And then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that, just consider this man, Krishnadas, you sent him with me to assist, and he's left my company and association to just go with the associate with the Bhattacharis, and I rescued him from their company and brought him here. Now I have brought him here, I am asking him to leave. Now he can go wherever he likes, for I am no longer responsible for him. Just to teach a lesson, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is enacting very heavily. He is rejecting Kala Krishnadas. And then hearing this, Kala Krishnadas was in tears. He began to cry. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, not caring for his tears, he just walked away. Immediately, he went to take his noon lunch. And after this, of course, the same Lord, in the form of his devotees, come together. And they devise a plan. How can we make or help Kala Krishnadas? That is the beauty of the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They understood the heart of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that actually Lord Chaitanya wanted to bestow his mercy, and the devotees of the Lord are much more merciful to us, to all living entities. And they approached, they had a meeting with Nityanand Prabhu, Jagdanand, Mukunda, Damodar, and they began to consider a plan that how should we rescue Kala Krishnadas. Of course, they all decided that the best thing for to him is engage him in some service. And devotees are very chatur, Krishna Bhakta Vada Chatur. So they decided, let him engage. But if he remains here, he may be again disturbed, because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he won't be able to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Of course, so then they decided that let us send Kala Krishnadas to Bengal, and with the news that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is back to Jagannath Puri. So they sent him with this news and engaged him in the service of the Lord. And in this way, they gave him mercy. So in this way, Prabhupada mentions in the purport, therefore the Lord's devotee took compassion upon him and gave him assurance and encouraged him to continue to engage in the Lord's service. That is the amazing mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Even if, because as we know, this material nature is so strong, even if by some mishap or somebody leaves or somebody falls down from the standards of renounced order, still, as Srila Prabhupada is mentioning here, that the devotees engaged him in the Lord's service. One should not give up the Lord's service. That is the beauty of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement and the followers and acharyas like Srila Prabhupada. As we know, in our own like society of devotees, whenever even somebody apparently fell down from certain standards, Srila Prabhupada engaged them. That is the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees. And then, of course, they asked Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally granted his permission for this, to engage him in his service. So that is most beautiful, how he was engaged. And then also another very, very relevant pastime which comes forth herein is the chastisement of junior Haridas. That's also very relevant at this time here, because he was in the renounced order, and a small mistake which he did, talking to the women, and then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally chastised him and rejected him, as we'll see through this narration. Kaviraj Goswami, before he begins this narration, he says, he's describing the glories of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he says that Loka Nistaribe e Ishvara Subhav, that this is the nature of the Supreme Lord. Loka Nistaribe, he wants to bring all the living entities back home, back to the spiritual world. That's the nature of the Supreme Lord. E Ishvara Subhav, Loka Nistaribe, he wants us to see back home more than us going or desiring to go back. So that is the beauty of, or that is our hope, that the Lord wants us to see us back home. He is waiting for us. He is waiting for each one of us. And He is, in a very individual way, making plans for each one of us through His material nature or through His personal intervention in some cases to bring us back closer to Him. That is the amazing design of this world, which apparently at times may appear very, very ghastly or unimaginable. Why this problem is coming, or why this difficulty is coming, or why so many difficulties, earthquakes, this, that. But in ultimate sense, if we see from the true perspective, we will see that that was the best situation for that living entity to come closer to the Supreme Lord. So in this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Kaviraj Goswami, explains that he, when he came, he delivered all the living entities through various ways. Sometimes he would personally like glance towards someone, or giving his personal darshan, or giving his personal mercy. Sometimes he would manifest himself through the bodies of different devotees like Nakul Brahmachari. He would manifest his potencies, basically empowering the souls or the saintly personalities to wander all over the world. That's why the saintly personalities like Srila Prabhupada traveled all over the world to give the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So that is the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that he empowers various pure living entities for his mission. And also, when he was personally present, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would appear in his avirbhav form as personally wherever, in the house of Sachi Mata, wherever Nityanand Prabhu would be dancing in ecstasy, in the house of Srivas Pandit, where the beautiful kirtan was being performed, and in the house of Raghav Pandit. Basically, wherever intense affection for the Lord was being exhibited, the Lord was always there. We can feel or experience the presence of the Lord in those places where intense devotional service is being rendered. We can experience the presence of the Supreme Lord. So in this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he delivered the whole world and the whole area. So then when this Kaviraj Goswami describes how the pastime of junior Haridas, in Jagannath Puri, there was one devotee, Bhagwan Acharya, who was a very, very gentleman, great scholar, and great devotee of Mahaprabhu. He was like always absorbed in the thoughts, and he was like very close associate of Swarup Damodar Goswami. You know, he was a cowherd boy in his previous life, so very friendly relationship with Swarup Damodar Goswami. And so many times, as was the custom there, devotees would invite Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to their house for prasad. So Bhagwan Acharya also, he invited many times, and he would offer, as Kaviraj Goswami described, that he would personally cook different vyanjans or different bhogas for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And of course, many times when devotees would invite, they would offer Jagannath Mahaprasad usually. But Bhagavan Acharya would personally cook in Jagannath Puri devotees' honor, Jagannath Mahaprasad. So he would invite. And herein, Bhagavan Acharya cooked a wonderful feast and he offers. Of course, there was some problem there. That he had a brother whose name was Shatanand Khan. He was an expert, that was his father's name. He was like an expert statesman. He was in the government official. But Bhagavan Acharya's brother, who was Gopal Bhattacharya, he was a Vedanta scholar and he was studied in Banaras. That was the custom that time. Everyone would go to study Vedanta in Banaras. And he, after studying all his scholastic abilities, he comes to the house of Bhagavan Acharya. And then that Bhagavan Acharya, as being the brother, he takes his brother Gopal to meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Of course, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu loved Bhagavan Acharya, but he was very unhappy to see Gopal because he was a Mayavadi decrying the form of the Supreme Lord, accepting devotion to Krishna. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very happy, unhappy to see him, but externally he showed great happiness and he did not say anything. And then, of course, Bhagavan Acharya, he told Swarup Damodar Goswami that my younger brother have come and he has studied the Vedanta philosophy and he would like to speak to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Of course, as was the custom, that Swarup Damodar Goswami would screen every literature that would be given to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because Mahaprabhu, whenever he would hear something which is upper siddhant or which is against the devotional principles or which is sahajiyism, he would get very disturbed. So therefore, Swarup Damodar Goswami, he was like his secretary, he would screen all the literatures. But then, when Swarup Damodar Goswami heard about Gopal Acharya, that he wanted to speak from Bhagavan Acharya, that Swarup Damodar Goswami chastised Gopal, Bhagavan Acharya, that how can you have the association of Gopal, who is a Mayavadi, and how can we hear his philosophy? Of course, Bhagavan Acharya says that we are a great, you are all very exalted devotees, your whole focus in life is to serve and please Mahaprabhu. How can you be deviated? Of course, that Bhagavan Acharya then says that Mayavadi's philosophy is such a jugglery of words that even a highly advanced devotee can accept, who accepts Krishna as his life and soul, can change his decision. So one should be very, very careful with this Mayavad philosophy. And also, Swarup Damodar Goswami mentions that even if we are not diverted, why should we hear the blasphemy of the Supreme Personality of God? So in this way, he dismisses his ideas. And then, another time when Bhagavan Acharya, he had invited Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to his house, he invited Chota Haridas. He was a personal associate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he would sing for the pleasure of the Lord, a Gandharva, very beautiful singer, and Mahaprabhu would relish his singing of the kirtans. And he invited to help him to make the bhoga and different items for Mahaprabhu's pleasure. And then he told that, please go to the sister of Shikhi Mahiti, another devotee who was one of the principal associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Madhavi Devi. You go to her house and beg some special shukla chawal or white rice, very fragrant, very wonderful rice for Mahaprabhu's bhoga, for offering. And of course, Kaviraj Goswami, when he describes that Mahitira Bhaganishai Nama Madhavi Devi Vriddha Tapasvini Ara Parama Vaishnavi, Kaviraj Goswami is saying that Vriddha, she was old, she was Tapasvini, very renounced, she was austere, and a Param Vaishnavi, a great devotee, Madhavi Devi. So that is where our Chota Haridas is going to beg for some rice from Madhavi Devi, who was very elderly, who was performed many austerities. She was very advanced in devotional service. And after begging Junior Haridas, he comes to Bhagavan Acharya and was very pleased to see the quality, and he made wonderful bhoga for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Of course, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes and sits and sees the beautiful offerings which they have cooked, he glorifies and he sees the most beautiful quality of rice. So Mahaprabhu says, So where did you get this beautiful rice which you have cooked for me today? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Sarvagya Krishna. He knows what is going on each one of our heart. So we cannot hide anything from Krishna. We cannot hide any of our thoughts or any of our actions from Krishna. He is Sarvagya, all-knowing. But our hope is he is all-merciful also. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, just to set the standards, he asked, who begged the rice? He said that we got it from Madhavi Devi's place. And then Mahaprabhu knew who has gone, but to facilitate the pastime, he asked, so then who had gone to beg this rice from Madhavi Devi? Of course, Bhagavan Acharya says that it was Junior Haridas. I sent him to beg some rice for you. Of course, Mahaprabhu honors the prasadam, very happy, pleased, returned to his residence, and then he calls for Govinda. That Govinda, from today onwards, do not allow Chota Haridas to come near me. He should not be allowed to come and see me. That was Mahaprabhu, the most merciful incarnation. And then, when Junior Haridas, he heard that Mahaprabhu was very, very unhappy, and he could not approach him. He was very, very morose and sad. And he began to fast. And he fasted for continuously 3 days. And Sarup Damodar Goswami and all the confidential devotees of Sri Mahaprabhu, they went to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu because no one knew what had happened except Madhavi Devi and Junior Haridas. And of course, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Nobody else knew what has happened or what has conspired. And then they approached Mahaprabhu, that what has happened? And he has been fasting for 3 days. And then Mahaprabhu says, I cannot tolerate seeing the face of a person who has accepted the renounced order of life, but who still talks intimately with a woman. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj in the purport explains that the foremost quality of a Vaishnava is his saralata, simplicity. When one becomes duplicitous, or one becomes hypocrite, he loses the mercy of the Supreme Lord. And then, of course, Mahaprabhu says that so strongly do the senses adhere to the objects of the sense enjoyment that even a wooden statue of a woman attracts the mind of even a great saintly personality. And Mahaprabhu then quotes this verse which we are discussing today, Matra Swasra Duhitrava, that even a learned personalities are getting attracted even to a person, one to his mother, sister, daughter. So in this way, Mahaprabhu emphasizes this point and clears for the rest of the generations to come that what is his desire, what is his vision for the renounced order and for those devotees in general. After seeing this, Mahaprabhu entered his room, and seeing Mahaprabhu angry in such a mood, nobody could dare to approach him, and they just all went back. And then they went to Junior Haridas and explained him that Mahaprabhu is angry now, but we will try and plead. That is the most merciful nature of the Vaishnavas. They went and that pleaded to Mahaprabhu that he had committed a small offense. Therefore, O Lord, please be merciful upon him. Now he has received a sufficient lesson. He has been fasting for 3 days and he will not commit such an offense next time. Mahaprabhu, very, very angry. My mind is not under my control. If it does not like to see anyone in the renounced order talking intimately with women, and then you should not attend you should all go and do your respective services, and if you still come again, I will go away and leave you all alone. That was Mahaprabhu's always weapon whenever he didn't want to do when he would want to like make the devotees fear, that I will go away. He would use that number of times. And then devotees were too attached to Mahaprabhu. They just folded their hands and went away. And then they, of course, informed. And then the devotees didn't lose hope. They again went to Paramanandapuri, who was like the spiritual master of Mahaprabhu. He goes, Mahaprabhu, and they thought probably when Paramanandapuri requests, Mahaprabhu may agree to give his blessings or to forgive Chota Haridas. Of course, then Paramanandapuri goes and Mahaprabhu offers obeisance, then asks, why are you here? Then I have some request that please show favor to Junior Haridas. Of course, Mahaprabhu replied, "My dear Lord, please hear me. It is better for you to stay here with all the Vaishnavas, and I am leaving now." Mahaprabhu angrily got up and he about to leave the room. Of course, Paramanand Puri gathers himself, gets up and says, "Request, no, Mahaprabhu. Whatever is your desire, you are the independent Supreme Lord. Whatever you desire, and we will all follow." And of course, another beautiful verse which Paramanand Puri says that, "Lokahit lagito mara shaba vahevara, ami shaba na jani ghambir hirdaye tomara." All your activities are for the benefit of people in general. Lokahit lagito mara shaba vahevara. We cannot understand them, for your intentions are deep and grave. That faith a devotee should have, that all Lord's activities are for the benefit of people in general, in all circumstances, at all times, in all situations, in all places. Whatever activity the Lord does is for the benefit of people in general. That is the devotee faith he has. And with that faith, if we lead our lives, we can be most blissful at all times when we have that faith that Krishna is my best friend and he is acting for my welfare at all times. So then, of course, they approached Junior Haridas and told them that this is what has happened. So now, beyond this, we cannot help, but you can be here and engage in his service. And with time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will pacify and then he will bestow your mercy. So do not lose heart. And then they begged him that you should take prasad, and Mahaprabhu is angry now. And with due course, he will agree to this. And Mahaprabhu Kripa Sindhu, as Kaviraj Goswami describes, he is an ocean of mercy. Who can understand him? Priya Bhakta Danda Karen Dharma Bhujaite. That when he chastises his dear devotee, he certainly does so to re-establish the principles of religion or duty. That is the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He uses his personal associates to teach the most powerful lesson, the power of the attraction of his own maya. Of course, Kaviraj Goswami and Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur in the purport Prabhupada quotes that in one sense, like Arjuna Haridas, it was just a very slight deviation from regulative principles. Madhavi Devi was a very exalted Vaishnavi, very old, tapaswini, and he just went to beg some rice, and that too for service of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Nevertheless, just to preserve the regulative principles for future, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu enforced the hard and fast rule that no one in the renounced order should intimately mix with women. So in this way, we see that, and as Kaviraj Goswami describes, that all the devotees saw this example and a mentality of fear grew among them. Therefore, they all stopped talking with women, even in dreams. That is actually in one. So that's these type of verses when we read are to arouse a healthy fear of Maya. As Prabhupada one time said that, my devotees are not sufficiently afraid of Maya. So these type of verses are actually to arouse that healthy fear in us. To not to square from path of bhakti, but to arouse that healthy fear that even one is, as Prabhupada explained, the purport may be spiritually advanced, he can be swayed by the powerful, strong influence of Krishna's maya. And of course, as we know, the further on the pastime progresses, Junior Haridas was there. 1 year passes like this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu does not call for him. And then finally he decides to go to Prayag and give up his body. And of course, as we read in the further on in the pastime, he achieved his transcendental body. And then in that body he would come to the bank of the ocean wherever Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would go and sing for the pleasure of the Lord. And devotees would experience his presence, and Swarup Damodar Goswami establishes that Junior Haridas, by the mercy of Mahaprabhu, received his spiritual body because of the service which he has rendered and his sincere desire and sincere repentance. He has achieved the spiritual body, and in that body he is serving the Supreme Lord, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, unseen by other devotees or other people. So that is the mercy of the Supreme Lord, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Just to set an example, he is chastising him heavily, but at the same time giving him mercy and giving him the spiritual. And of course, in the end of the pastime, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu finally asks the devotees, so where is any news about Junior Haridas? And then the devotees describe. Mahaprabhu smiled and is pleased. So in this way, Mahaprabhu performed wonderful leelas, teaching various lessons to each one of us. And in conclusion of this chapter, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur gives beautiful lessons which we can learn. That is the beauty of Mahaprabhu's leela. Just by hearing, we can get purified with faith and we can learn various lessons from this. And our Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Pad gives 7 wonderful lessons why Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu enacted this beautiful pastime. Yeah, the first reason he says that Mahaprabhu, who is an incarnation of mercy, and he is Mahavadanyai, still he gave up the company of one of his personal associates, Junior Haridas. Because if he had not done then the pseudo devotees would have taken advantage of Junior Haridas' fault. And by using it as an excuse, they would have been in the garb of sannyasis or babajis, but being mingling with the women. Such activities would have demoralized Mahaprabhu's movement. Therefore, to set a standard, he did that. And yeah. And also, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur Maharaj's second reason, he says that by chastising Junior Haridas, the Lord set the standard for the acharyas, or the head of the institutions, that how they should deal. In personal, Mahaprabhu was very merciful, he gave him, but for setting an example, he's very, very strict. That's how Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur Maharaj explains, as an official institutions, how careful or how strict one should be, but in personal dealings, one can be very, very merciful. And another reason, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed that a pure devotee should be simple, free from sinful activities, and thus one can be his bona fide servants. So then Mahaprabhu taught his followers to observe the renounced order strictly. And then Mahaprabhu wanted to prove to the world that his devotees are exalted. He kindly accepted his faithful devotee and teaches them how tribulation and disturbance can be produced even by a slight deviation from strict principles of devotion life. That a slight deviation can produce this deviation. Yeah, another point very wonderfully Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur explains. By chastising Junior Haridas, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu exhibited his mercy towards him, thus showing how elevated was Junior Haridas' devotion for him. He did not leave Mahaprabhu. Because of this transcendental relationship, the Lord corrected even a slight offense committed by his pure devotee. That is Mahaprabhu's mercy, that he corrected the slight offense which he committed. Therefore, one who wants to be a pure devotee of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu should give up all material sense gratification. And then another thing, if one dies in such a celebrated holy place as Prayag, Mathura, he attains the lotus feet of Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur Maharaj concludes, although a pure or faithful devotee may fall down, he nevertheless ultimately gets the chance to go back home, back to Godhead, by the mercy of the Lord. So that's our hope. This material nature, as is being described herein, is very, very, very powerful. And even a vidwan or an intelligent person can be like enamored by that. So it is only by the blessings and prayers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Srila Prabhupada and all the devotees, we can be sane in this, we can remain sane in this insane world which is there around us. So that is our only hope. Mahaprabhu's most merciful nature and his devotees' most merciful nature, and Srila Prabhupada's mercy, and of course Prabhupada's, as he explains in his purports, that the only way to save is to be constantly engaged in hearing, chanting, glorifying and serving Krishna. That's how the great soul's mercy come in, through their instructions. So it's up to us also how we take these instructions in. So we need the mercy of Mahaprabhu and all the devotees to be protected from this strong maya, strong influence of material energy which we are reading today. Jai. Thank you very much. Please forgive me if I spoke something which was not appropriate. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki, Srila Prabhupada ki. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.